It's Friday, the 3rd of May, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 8 a.m. news bulletin. Political analyst and Professor Dr. Ndumba Kamonya delved deeper into a crucial factor influencing the forthcoming elections, the issue of graduate unemployment. Reflecting on past electoral trends, the doctor underscores the significant role of job scarcity, especially amongst young voters, in shaping the political terrain.
With some of the demonstrations that we have seen going on in the country and the cry, it looked like they are so motivated to go and vote, and definitely if they will turn up in number, their vote is not necessary for the ruling party.
The National Council introduced the Constituency Development Fund Bill over 7 years ago, but it still awaits the attention needed from leadership to become effective, as highlighted by Penda Neonga, leader of the Namibia Progressive Party. The bill's objective is to guarantee equitable funding for all constituencies in the country, regardless of their size.
When people become well off, they are not likely to vote for incompetent government. If you don't deliver, they chop you off, and they vote for another different political party. Like what happened in the USA when Donald Trump only governed for one term. Then they went to vote for Biden.
Recent reports uncover the heartbreaking finding of a deceased individual from the LGBTQAI plus community in Windhoek. Superintendent Murapo from Windhoek's city police has disclosed information concerning the discovery of a male body in the Sevendalane vicinity of Windhoek.
The police will actively investigate this matter and urge anyone with information to come forth and assist the police in tracing the suspect. The aunt was at the scene, and for more information as to what led to this horrific scene, the aunt may provide that, and you may get the information from the aunt, from the police detective at the police station, that's Ochimise police station. We wish to reaffirm our commitment to ensuring the safety and well-being of all residents, regardless of their background and orientation.
SA's Department of International Relations and Cooperation has completed preparations for the voting process abroad ahead of South Africa's election on May 29. Thousands of registered voters will cast their ballots at 115 diplomatic missions worldwide. Spokesperson Clayson Monyela ensures that the Independent Electoral Commission will securely dispatch voting materials using diplomatic air freight bags protected by diplomatic immunity in accordance with international conventions. The United Nations says it could take until 2040 to rebuild all the homes that have been destroyed in Gaza. In a report released by the United Nations on Thursday, it says there has been billions of dollars in damage, especially to homes, following nearly 7 months of conflict. Jody Jacobs brings us the report.
According to the UNDP data, around 80,000 homes have been destroyed, and Gaza will need approximately 80 years to restore all the destroyed housing units. However, it adds that should there be a major push to reconstruct the enclave, meaning construction materials are delivered 5 times as fast as those in the last crisis back in 2021, it could be done by 2040. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.